Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The two sides did the dance up until the 4 p.m. Eastern deadline and nearly got a deal done. They were willing to pay the position, but not, in Le'Veon Bell's mind, the player. And the player believes that he should be compensated at a level similar to what the Chiefs compensated Sammy Watkins this offseason, $16-plus million. The Browns, Jarvis Landry, $16-plus million. Antonio Brown makes $17 million from the Steelers. And you can make the argument that Le'Veon Bell is just as valuable as Antonio Brown. So why is he not being paid in the range of those players? Now he's got a decision to make. And he said that 2018 season will be his best. The question is when it will begin. I was told today that a holdout will be on the table. We know he won't be at training camp. He wasn't last year. The question is whether he'll be there for the start of the season. With each week that he misses, he'd be foregoing a check of $856,000. But the idea now is self-preservation and getting to the free agent market in 2019, because this, in all probability, is going to be his last season with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Adam Schefter on ESPN this morning breaking down what happened with Le'Veon Bell and forecasting the running back's future plans. Schefter saying Bell wants the money that Antonio Brown is getting, wants to get paid like a playmaker and not a running back, thinks he deserves what wideouts like Sammy Watkins and Jarvis Landry got this offseason. Landry was the name we were thinking about yesterday, Ron, traded to the Browns, then worked out a long-term deal with them once he got there.
Before he was traded. That's how it works, right?
No one would argue those wide receivers are better than Bell, even though they're making more money. The problem is wide receivers don't get injured like running backs. They're better investments. They're safer investments. And this is what Le'Veon Bell doesn't get. You could argue, as Schefter said there, you could argue that Bell is just as valuable to the Steelers' offense as Antonio Brown.
Well, he's been team MVP a couple times, voted by his players.
He's more involved.
Now, Antonio has been voted four times, but Le'Veon twice. That shows you what the players think of him.
He's more involved in the offense. He touches the ball more than Brown. He touches the ball
more than
any running back or wide receiver in football. But there's so much risk, so much more risk. Antonio Brown never suffers a serious injury. He's gotten hit in the head by Vontaze Burfict. He gets hurt in the New England game last year, and that's it. He's always a good bet for 16 games.
He didn't even, missed one game last year? I mean, looked like a real serious potential injury.
He always
plays. At their position, too, there's risk,
but not
as
like running back.
Well, not when you're touching the ball 400 times.
Exactly.
Le'Veon does.
Exactly. So that's what it comes down to. Teams don't want to pay running backs long-term for that reason. They don't want to give them guaranteed money for that reason. And that's why I think Bell made a big mistake yesterday. Ian Rappaport said 5 years, $70 million. That's $14 million annually. Bell's agent, they want to pay the position and not the player. That's not true. If they wanted to pay the position, they would have offered him $9 or $10 million because that's close to what the second highest paid running back is getting. The Steelers were willing here with this deal to set a new market for running backs. And isn't that what Bell wants?
Well, they're already setting a new deal with him,
but
with a franchise.
He would have set the market for running backs behind him searching for long-term deals if he had accepted the deal the Steelers offered him.
He did.
$70 million. Why?
He didn't. Only he knows why. It's a business decision. This stuff isn't personal. It's business. We can sit all here all the time and say he made a mistake, but we're not in his shoes. And I get that, me included, I'm going to say people on the outside, and certainly I'm at the top of the list, can't even begin to fathom how you can turn down that much money, but he's gambling on himself. I admire his conviction. I think he's definitely going to get more next year if he stays healthy, and we just talked about what a risk that is. I see no way that he'll miss games this year. I don't buy that report for one second that he's going to walk away. He's going to miss $850,000 checks. He won't make that up in the next contract. It won't be that much more significant. for him. So I think he plays. If he has a great year, stays healthy, he'll break the bank next year. If not, well, he gambled and lost, but you know what? Pretty hard to feel sorry for a guy that will make, what,
yeah, why
$27 million in these 2 years. He should live a comfortable life, even if he gets hurt and never plays again this year.
Yeah, I disagree. I can't admire stupidity, and that's what I think we have here.
Well, see, again,
it
that's
is,
easy
Ron.
For you to say. You're not in those shoes.
No, I know what—
I mean, it's a business decision.
Yeah, a dumb one.
Okay, that's reasonable, your opinion.
No, it's the opinion of his agent.
I have a lot of respect for him because he's convicted to do it.
I have very little. You think his agent knows more about the business of football than us? I think he probably does. He said take $60 million last year. His
well,
agent.
He didn't, and so, it may turn out for him. Okay, so what? So far, he's lost, what, about $3
million? Yep.
So we'll see what he does this year. Hey, I think he was wrong, too. I think he made a mistake, too. But it's a business decision. The system, he's not holding out. He doesn't have a contract. He's not not showing up when he has a deal. This is how the system works. And who among us doesn't want to be the highest paid person?
He is.
Yeah, but who doesn't want more? I wish I could get a lot more. I wish, but I don't have that kind of leverage. He does have some leverage, although he's gambling here. Again, I think he made a mistake. I really do. But I'm not going to sit here and crucify him for it because he's the only one that's going to lose.
But
here.
What is his gamble? Why is it worth it?
Because if he gets hurt, he's not going to get that money
exactly.
Next year.
So he said, this is about principles. The longest or the highest, the biggest contract for running backs right now, long-term deal, is $41 million. That's Freeman in Atlanta. He was about to get 70. That would have set a new market. He would have been this trailblazer
but
for running backs.
But it's not guaranteed, Andrew. It's not.
Running backs don't get guaranteed money.
I get that. I think he'll do more next year.
But, okay, so this gets back
and
to—
And it might not be a good team. Any team with that kind of salary cap space next year probably won't be a good team.
See, I think he's setting himself up for trouble because he's not going to show up for training camp. And am I going to believe—
I don't think so either.
That this year, so is he going to get off to a better start this year than last year?
Well,
why?
I think he might learn a few things, maybe do a little things differently. I don't know.
Like what, eat a vegan diet? I mean, that's one of the silly things he's thrown out there.
I think he should show up. I don't think he'd risk much injury by showing up. You know he wouldn't play in the exhibition games. You know he wouldn't get hit in camp. So wish he was there getting in sync with his lineman and his quarterback. I don't think he will do that, just as I don't think he's going to hold out into the season. All I know is if he has a year like he did last year, he'll cash in.
Antonio Brown, the only guaranteed money he saw in his contract was the money he got in his first year, which was $19 million. And he is the best wide receiver in football. Okay? So
absolutely.
He stayed here. He took a big contract, even though not much was guaranteed after the first year. Why? Because this is a good place to be. This isn't the New York Jets. This isn't the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This isn't the Cincinnati Bengals. The Steelers gave him a more than fair offer. We're going to pay you much more than any running back in the league. We're going to give you a chance over the next 5 years to compete for championships on this team. And it wasn't good enough for Bell. So I can't give him any credit for sticking to his guns or having some kind
of— I give him a ton of credit, even if I disagree with him. It takes a lot of you-know-what to be able to say, listen, I think I'm worth more than what you're offering me, and I'm not going to take what you give me. I admire him for it. I think he's wrong, but I admire him for it. He's the one that has the most to lose here.
So what he's banking on is the NFL bucking a trend, which is nobody wants to give running backs big contracts, and he's keeping his fingers crossed that he's going to stay healthy, have a better year, and some team, it only takes one, but that some team is going to do it next offseason. Good luck.
That's exactly what he's counting. And I think it's, you know, I can't guarantee the injury part of it. No one can. It is a risk. But I guarantee you that somebody will pay him more if he has the kind of year that he did last year, the year before that. Somebody will pay him.
Yeah.
Now, the injury risk is he could get hurt tomorrow. Hey, hell, he could get working out in the offseason. I mean, we saw Willie Colon tear his Achilles tendon working out in the offseason. So injuries are part of it, but he's gambling on himself. He believes in himself.
I think he's fighting two trends in the NFL. One of them is running back by committee. The other is get as young as you can at the position. First round pick running backs, rookie running backs, you parachute them in. They put up great numbers. Look at last year. Go down the list of guys. The team that beat the Steelers in the playoffs went with a rookie running back, and twice he came in here and put up big numbers against them. And he's not the only guy. The last 2 years, rookie running backs have led the league in rushing.
As much of a guarantee that you're going to go out and find somebody that does what he does. But your point is well taken. That's teams have found guys. They don't always strike gold, though. We'll see.
Since 2005, the average cap hit for the leading rusher on a Super Bowl champion is $2.1 million. The best teams are not sinking a lot of money into the position.
Ben, your bottom line point should be not that Le'Veon made a mistake, that the Steelers did.
I think the Steelers dodged a bullet. I'll be the first one to say that.
That's what I was going to say. Blame who you should blame here, because you wouldn't have even thought about giving him that kind of offer.
No, I think that this is...
See, I'm in the business of trying to gather as many great players as I can, and they know the cap better than I do. If they feel like they can get them under, I'm all in favor of it. I don't like losing great players, and they're going to lose one after this year. But at least now we know it's not going to be a secret. He's done at the end of this year. They can draft accordingly. They can sign another free agent accordingly, and we'll see how it goes. Everybody wants to see Ben Roethlisberger move on. We'll see if the next guy is as good. We'll see the same thing with Le'Veon. There are no guarantees.
You know, this is a different position, but you know when this worked for them? How about when they were set to make Mike Wallace one of the richest wide receivers in the NFL? He said, no, thank you. They moved on to Brown, and they were better for it.
Although Mike Wallace was a hell of a player here. He and Ben set records for longest touchdown
passes. I would say,
I don't know that Mike Wallace wouldn't have turned into Antonio Brown.
I'm just saying that with
hyperbole here. He was a great player here. Mike Wallace was a great player. They didn't make a mistake offering him that money.
But they wouldn't have had Brown.
And he didn't make a mistake turning it down because he got more from Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, but you
but now, was his career, would it have been the same?
No, I don't know. Is that who Bell wants to be? You want to bounce around Dolphins, Vikings, Ravens? Okay, fine.
We just talked about how dangerous the sport is, especially for running backs. I have no problem with anybody going for as much as they can get. It's a dangerous sport, and this is America. That's what we're built on, trying to get as much as you can.
I think he was getting as much as he can, or close to it, $70 million.
We won't find out for another year, Andrew, but I'll bet you right now, if he stays healthy and has a good year, he will get more.
$70 million?
And you're going to say, okay. Well, I was wrong. I'll bet you that.
All right.
Now, if he gets hurt, then obviously
I think he's an idiot. I think he made a profound mistake here.
I admire his conviction.
All right, let's see if other people admire what he did yesterday. 412-928-9370. Le'Veon Bell reportedly turned down a $70 million deal. Good call, bad call, wise decision. If you're a Steelers fan, good news, bad news. 412-928-9370. Do you feel like the Steelers dodged a bullet? I do. We'll get some expert takes here this morning. We'll talk to Chris Hoke at 11 o'clock. We've got Jason Lockenfora coming up later. You'll hear from some other ex-players and ex-general managers on what they think of what happened here with Bell. 412-928-9370. Bell goes into his last year as a Steeler in 2018, and we're getting your thoughts on it here on Cook and Pony.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!